You're listening to the 267th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing in the Sefer Bitach Bashem. He says like this, Matzino b'medrash, on a pasuk. We find a medrash on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Nun, 50th chapter of Isaiah, pasuk Yud. Mibachem yirei Hashem, who amongst you fears God? Shemea b'kol avdoi, listens to the voice of his servant. Asher holach hasheichem vein noigaloi, goes in the darkness, doesn't have light. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, yishayin v'lekav. That person who feels, as we'll see, distant from Hashem, doesn't feel like a yirei Hashem, doesn't feel like I'm someone who has a proper relationship with God, but still, there's an etzah for us. Betach b'shem, trust in God. Trust in Him, and lean on Him. B'shash Yisrael nechnasim l'tzar, says the Medrash, when the Jewish people enter into a place of oppression, of difficulty, we say to God, redeem us. Take away their nuclear weapons. Take away those who wish to destroy us, to maim us, kill us. So Hashem says to the Jewish people, do you have any people amongst you who fear heaven? Are there people amongst you who have a relationship with me? What happens? The Haymaimim L'Shavar, so Klal Yisrael is honest. We say, look, we've had in the past people who indeed would qualify as those who fear heaven. B'mei Moshe, B'mei Yoshua, times of Moses, the times of Joshua, B'mei David, times of King David, B'mei Shmuel, the times of Samuel. V'lashav kol shanu holchim. But look, we've been, you know, like a flock without a leader for a long time. We haven't had leaders like that. As it gets darker and darker for us. Shenemar asher holach hasheichim. Pasuk says, which we quoted, we've gone in the darkness. So that's our response. Amar l'makadosh baruch hu. So Hashem says, bitchu b'shmi. You feel like you need to have someone else to facilitate your relationship with me. Might be true. But I tell you secrets, says Hashem. You can access me directly even without anyone to facilitate it. It's called bitachon. Trust in my name. Hu amid lachem. That will stand for you. Your bitachon. Shenamar yiftach b'shem Hashem. As the pasuk says, trust in the name of God. V'lama, why? Shekol mi shebatech b'shmi ani matzilei. Whoever trusts in my name, I save him. Z'yalkut shmoini. In Isaiah, Yeshaya Perek Nun. Trust in my name. You don't feel like you're connected to Hashem. You don't feel like you're good enough for Him. You don't feel like you're doing it as you're not banging it. We're not doing it as well as we could. You can always turn to Hashem and trust Him, as we said. Even a wicked person who trusts in Hashem, and we are not wicked, we're not perfect, but we can always reconnect Hashem from where we are through Bitachon. Adkan Lashon. That's the end of the Medrash. B'shashanu Nimtzam, says Rav David Rosen, B'shashanu Nimtzam B'tzar Metzabim L'Geula. At a time like today, we are in a time of difficulty. We're waiting for redemption. We're close. We're well along the path. Almost 8 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. V'emani Yireh Shemayim, but we don't have the level of Yiras Shemaim that we want. We don't have that fear of heaven. Rak L'Sha'avar. We had it before, but we don't have it now. V'achoshech ha'ilechu mizgaber. The darkness is getting stronger. Ki hine ha'choshech yachase eretz. Pasuk says in Yishai Perek Samech Pasuk Beis. Interesting, he quotes it. Pasuk says, the darkness covers the land. Right? The Pasuk right before that says, kumi oiri ki va oirech. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Chod Hashem alayich zorach. The honor of Hashem is shining upon you, or shined upon you. Right, we're living in a time of darkness, but this is the time that Hashem shines into us. This is where the shine begins. Higanu liyom hamor v'animhor. We've gotten to a very bitter day. Shenemar alav anoichi hasdir asdir ponam yamahu. Hashem says that He's going to hide His face on that day. We've experienced that. Don't have to go back 100 years. We've experienced that. B'matzav kosher alazeh kulam niyim chachamim. At this time, so people become very wise, as it were. Elim yatsim b'koy, ve'elim yatsim b'koy, giving us different types of advice. Ach, right, go to America, America will protect you. Go to your neighbors in the region, they'll protect you, they'll take care of you, make all kinds of peace negotiations. But we need to lean our ears, lean in, and say, Hashem, what is your advice for us? There's only one etzah. There's only one piece of advice that we can hear that's correct for us. And that is to trust in Hashem. Ravitz Machshavitz B'Levish says a pasuk in Mishlei, there are many thoughts in the hearts of a man. Hashem yodeh machshavitz adam ki hei mahavel. God knows the thoughts of a person, they're empty. You know, let's be honest. Most of our thoughts are compulsive. I want to say compulsory. It's not the right word. Most of our thoughts are compulsive. Hashem knows our thoughts. Right? A lot of the reasons that we end up in a place of feeling low, feeling depressed, feeling hopeless, it's because we have these thoughts that lead us there. We have these negative thoughts, Rahman al-Itzlan. And the divine presence from there, so appropriate for the 3 weeks that we're in right now. The divine presence is calling out. It's, what's the word in English for kinos? Lamenting. It's lamenting. With tremendous tears, tremendous cries. Matishtaychachi umatemi. Why are you crying? Why are you so deeply sad? Rablach sheves be'ime kabocha. Like we say on Shabbos, it's enough. You've been in the valley of tears for long enough. Sas Hashem hisokun. The idea of Hashem is that which comes out in the end. Tischazek b'bitochen bo yisborach. Strengthen yourself in your trust of Him. Yachmo alaychem lo. He will have compassion on you. Shkol mi shebedech b'shmi ani matzilai. Like Hashem says, whoever trusts in my name, I will save that person. V'sashach b'tochen arzo. The concept of the b'tochen, or when we have b'tochen, it brings us down to earth. It's sent down to earth. Raganisa tava mishada be'ara. It's a precious gem that Hashem sent down to us, for us here on earth to use. V'les demashgach bo. But there are many who just don't even pick it up. You imagine you're walking around and everywhere you go, there's diamonds. There's diamonds. No, and everyone's just busy on their way, missing the diamonds. That's what bitachon is. Kechas b'biyam adam. People think of it as a piece of earthenware, something that has no value. Ki goy oivad eitzis hema v'hem b'hem tevuna. Right. We can be so foolish. We have this amazing gem waiting for us to use, open and ready and available for us, and we don't pick it up. What a foolishness. We don't have that wisdom. If we were wise, we would have the wisdom to understand. This is a reference to trusting in Hashem. If we would stop being out of solutions. Oh man, I have no solutions. I can't figure out how to fix. I'm so busy trying to fix everything myself. I'm out of solutions, and I don't turn to the most obvious solution. Sure, amen, tfun, all these solutions have no wisdom. If we would give up on all of our solutions and give up on the fact that we don't have even solutions, we would understand. There's no wisdom. There's no intuition that can truly advise us, as opposed to, in contradistinction to, Hashem's advice. Anyway, he says, if If I have all kinds of etzes, I have all kinds of ideas and ways of achieving things, but they are against Hashem's will, right? I think I'm going to do this dishonest thing and that's how I'm going to make the money. I think I'm going to do this unspiritual thing and get my needs met. It's not going to work out so well for me. They're nothing. The advice or the wisdom is lost from the children. Their wisdom is destroyed. The deepest advice, the advice of all advice, is to be connected to Hashem. Liyos im Hashem, to be with God. I'm going to give you advice, Hashem says. God is going to be with you. Listen to the advice of the master of the world, of the creator. How do we attain this? It's through bitachon. As the pasuk says, be whole, be complete, be real with God. So mitzvah saseh liftoch b'Hashem. It's a positive commandment to trust in Hashem. That's what tamim tiyah. Right? The pasuk is talking about over there in the forum that we're obligated to not go to necromancers, not seek out information from those who are using kachas hatuma, using impure means to find out the future or to divine, interesting word, divine that which is supposed to happen or what I'm supposed to do. That's not how we do things here. Tamim tiyah Hashem lekacha means be whole with Hashem, be innocent with God. Don't seek out other ways of finding out what's going to be or what I should do. Go with bitachon. Have faith in God. Trust Him. Zumis is a Seilev Tech Hashem. He says, based on the Sefer Charedim, that this is how we, this is the makor, the source for the fact that we have a positive commandment to trust in Hashem. Pasuk is explained, be whole with Hashem. Don't try to figure out the future. Be in this moment, my friends. Be here today, in this very moment. Stop trying to figure out the future. Stop trying to figure out what's going to make me successful even. Be here today, in this moment. That's where Hashem is. Hashem is Yudke Vavke. His name is, He was, He is, He will be. All times for Him are present. All times for Him are now. He's outside of time. He created time. So when I'm in this moment, I'm connected to Hashem, who's the ultimate now. In so doing, and getting out of thinking about the future, thinking about the past, focusing in on this moment and trying to be the best servant of Hashem that I can be in this moment. I'm with Hashem. I'm with Hashem and then I get His help. Hashem will save you in all of your paths. Pasuk says, who is the one who desires life, who loves days to see good? It's Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Daled. Psalms chapter 34, verse 13. B'tach b'Hashem aseh tov. Trust in Hashem and do good. Pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Psalms chapter 37, verse 3. Al bitachon Hashem roi loimar. About bitachon in Hashem, it is appropriate to say, didab bei kula bei. If you have this, you have everything. Dilodab bei ma bei. If you don't have this, what do you have? Dakoni ma chaser, dalekoni ma koni. If you have acquired this midah, you have everything. You've acquired everything there is to acquire. If you don't have this midah, what do you have? Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph. Al yedei bitachon b'Hashem anu magiyim l'chol ha'tov. Through bitachon, we get every good positive thing. Yishakana yisakana sakal. If you have acquired this, you get everything. You've acquired everything. K'vishakosev harahatz. Rabaran Rato zitzal. Rav Aaron Rutta says like this, Da, it's in Shemer Amunim, Da ki ein lecha kimat davar shein tali b'mida bitachon. There's almost nothing in the entire universe that doesn't depend on the characteristic, the character trait of bitachon, of courageously believing in God. It's a good translation. Soif davar akol nishma selekim yirav es mitzvayis of shemor ki ze kol ha'adam. Pasuk says in Koheles, in the end, everything is heard. Everything is recorded. Everything is going to, the truth comes out in the end. We know inside of ourselves what we've done. So, fear God. Keep His commandments. This is the entire purpose of the human being. Havel avolim akol avol. Pasuk also says in Koheles and Ecclesiastes, the beginning, everything is emptiness, vanity. Tachlis hirak l'avodas Hashem yisborach. Everything else. There's only one reason we're here. There's only one thing that really counts. It's serving God. Subduing our ego, connecting to Hashem, serving Him and His kids. That's the purpose. It's not possible to serve Hashem completely and properly without bitachon. Yeah. Like the Magi Midubna says, Sechet Tzadik L'Rocha, Acharshin Isbarin Avayis Elakim Ra'isi. After speaking about and explaining the idea of serving Hashem, I saw, Kitoy B'Yosha L'Hasmichi Lav Shara B'Tochen. After talking about Avoida, we're talking about serving God, the next thing we got to talk about is B'Tochen. The next thing that we have to discuss is courageously trusting Hashem. Only with this condition, only with bitachon, only with a real relationship with Hashem, a courageous, trusting relationship with Hashem, can we possibly serve Him properly. Because if I am missing the faith in Hashem that I need, and instead I trust and I place my trust in human beings, divnei Adam, in humans, as eich ya'avodas Hashem yisborach avodah tama u'shleima, how can I serve Hashem in a complete way? Achar asher lo moser esatam begufa v'nav shel abayis borach, I'm not giving myself over to Hashem completely. I give myself over to human beings. I don't completely place myself in the hands of God. So if I'm not doing that, I'm not all the way there. I'm not completely committed to my relationship with Hashem. Brings a pasuk in Mishlei, "Tov as Hashem kol gvaliv." It's disgusting to Hashem, those who are haughty of heart. Akavel Hashem yisborach sheyisrael kedoshim yadunu asid kavschus. It's very beautiful. Rav Rosen, the author of B'tach Hashem, writes, "I hope that you, the people of Israel who are reading this book, will judge me to the side of good. Judge me favorably. He says, even if I wanted, I hope you won't think that I've written this book in order to have a, you know, to feel superior to anybody. Because honestly, if I'm honest with you and with myself, I don't have anything to possibly think that I'm better than anyone. Davar baruhur. Barer who? This is a very clear matter. I'm an empty vessel. My soul knows my chisroinus, my lacks. He says, I'm not, great lashon. I'm not writing this sefer because I'm going to make a lot of money. Chas v'shalom. I saw that everybody, older people, young people, are very involved in ishtadlus. It seems to be a mitzvah, everyone thinks, to do maximum efforts, except for a few holdouts, a few leftovers that Hashem calls. But generally speaking, trust in Hashem is left far in the corner, some forgotten corner. Which is interesting that he says this, because I feel like in our times there's a lot more interest in this. This is, he's writing this about 35 years ago. There are very few who come to that forgotten corner and take it. Therefore, I'm putting out this complete book that talks only about trusting Hashem. I want to awaken the Jewish people to learn about the Midah and the Mitzvah, the commandment to have Yitachim. Of course, studying this is beautiful, but the main thing is to put this into practice. A person lives 70-80 years. Let's use our time on this earth as an opportunity to have bitachon. We call this book Trust in Hashem, based on this pasuk, Yisrael betach b'Hashem. The pasuk we started with 2 weeks ago. People of Israel should trust in Hashem v'gomer. Also the pasuk that says, trust in Hashem and do good. V'gomer, etc. And there's a little bit more to this introduction, which we're going to see next time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again.